Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Ms. Sharon, your host. We are happy to be with you this morning. We're coming to you from the metropolitan Atlanta area. We are glad to be here on this cool Saturday morning. I want to thank the parents for having, I have one Junior Giant with me this morning. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
And I'm glad to have her with me this morning. We got several calls and texts to let us know that some of our juniors, one is sick and two are out of town. And so we are going to go on and continue. We don't stop because we don't have everyone here, and I'm glad that Amaya is here with me on today. Today we're going to be talking about the Beatitudes. And we decided to do this because it's just helpful for the kids in learning more about God and about the ways that they should think and that they should behave. But we want to bring the Beatitudes into their world, into today's time, and how what that looks like in today's time, and that's what we're going to discuss on this morning. Before we get started, as usual, I'd like to thank the parents, or Amaya's parents, for helping her prepare for today. I thank you for the time that it takes to do that and allowing them to be on the conference call. Please know that we are recruiting Junior Giants to be on the show. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. Once they're 13 and they go on to do other things, but if you have Junior Giants and you'd like them to be part of our show, please contact me. You could reach me 100 different ways, or it seems like 100. You can call me or text me at 678-516-5570. That's 678-516-5570. You can also email me at Sharon Lynn HW at AOL.com, or you can go on our website, which is JuniorGiantSpeak.com, and send me a message. Either one of those it can happen, but it's probably easier to text me, and I can get back with you directly. And if they are interested in becoming a Junior Giant, please call me and let me know. It's something a little different, and God willing, we're going to be doing different things with the Junior Giants on this year. One of our projects that we are involved in at the moment is called a Dime Drive. I was watching a program, and they were talking about the dirty water that the children are drinking in different parts of the world. And it just made me very sad to think that there are children who would be healthy if they had clean water. And the only reason that they were having disease in their body was because the water that they were drinking is filthy. And so we are doing a dime donation. We're going to get together enough money to contribute to the clean water that the program is providing for them. It is through the James Robinson Ministries, and they have been doing this for some time, and I have been supporting them on a personal level, but I thought that it would be good for the children to help children. And so we are going to be soliciting dimes from everybody we know so that we can be a part of this project. If you have any questions, you can contact me again at 678-516-5570. We're going to get started this morning. And we have, like I said, we have Miss Amaya. And Miss Amaya, how are you?
Good.
You're good. And what makes you, how was your week?
It was long to me.
It was long? What did you say it was long?
But it was actually good.
Okay.
Yes.
Why do you say it was long?
Yesterday we had a whole bunch of tests to do. We had a social studies test, a spelling test, and a reading test, but each one had a lot of questions For our spelling test, we have 15 questions. For our reading test, 20. And then for our social studies test, it was also 20.
Okay. So what's your favorite subject in school?
Science.
Why?
Because I like to experiment stuff and see how things work.
Okay. That sounds like you have a very brilliant mind. Are you very smart?
Yes.
I believe that. I believe that. Okay, Miss Amaya, are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, Junior Giants. My name is Amaya Davenport, and today I am going to be speaking about the five of, no wait, I am going to be speaking about five of the blessings given by Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5. The blessings are, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted, which means they will be helped if they are not having a great day. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, which means God will give the earth to the quiet and gentle. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, which means people that always do what is right in life for other people will be filled with joy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God, which means people that have a clean heart get to see Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God, which means if they bring peace to the world, they will be called sons of God. The good things that Beatitudes do is let your light shine. God will be happy for the good deeds that you have shown others and that you do in life. The Beatitudes also shine light on God, and He will let your light shine on the world. What I got out of the scripture, the most is that the Beatitudes will help you be a better person in life and be the light for me. My name is Amaya Davenport, and I'm a Junior Giant reporter. Thank you for listening.
All right, Ms. Amaya, thank you. You did a good job. Tell me something. Which one of the Beatitudes that you covered today really reminds you of yourself?
Most likely, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Which means they will be. Because when my friend broke her ankle, I was sad for her, So I helped her when I went over her house to get stuff that she needed, but she was still walking around on it, though.
Okay. So when you're sad, you believe that God will comfort you?
Yes.
Okay. Good job. We're going to continue our study on the Beatitudes because I feel like they're very important for the children to learn and to know. And so we will be following up with this even in our next show. I want to thank Miss Amaya. This is probably the shortest show we've ever had, but she did a good job, and we're grateful for that. We are going to continue to look at the Beatitudes. The blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And so these are teachings or blessings, as Amaya said, that Christ has for us. If we have these things, if we are poor in spirit, if we are mourning, or if we are meek, and it just gives us to know that there are things that God has for us and that we're not alone and that he is always willing to help us. And so we're going to continue in this vein on our next show. Miss Amaya, do you have anything that you would like to add today?
Always be caring for other people so other people can be caring to you.
And that's beautiful because that's good. That's a good note because you want to treat people the way that you want to be treated. And if you are kind to people, most people, they'll be kind to you. No one likes to be mean or no one likes to be treated mean. And so that is a very good, that's a very good way to live. Well, we're going to wrap up this show on today, and we will be back in 2 weeks. Once again, I want to thank Amaya's mother for helping her to prepare. We are praying for those of our junior giants who are sick and those who are out of town. We're praying that they return home safely. One of our junior giants had to go to a funeral, so we're praying for that family that God would comfort that family, just like the Bible says, he will comfort those that are mourning. And so we're praying that God will do just that for Dylan's family. And so we're going to continue with Junior Giants in 2 weeks. Before you go, once again, I want to let you know that we are recruiting Junior Giants. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. If you want them to be a part of our program, you can call me or contact me at 678-516-5570, and we will get them started in the program. If you see a junior giant in there, or there's a junior giant you know, please ask them where their dime envelopes are so that you can contribute to our dime donation to help provide clean water for children in need. We thank you in advance for your support, and we look forward to talking to you again on the next show. You all have a wonderful weekend. God bless. We're going to leave out this morning playing some music for you. Enjoy and God bless. Goodbye, Amaya. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Teach your children the right way. Just talk. Surprise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on judgment day.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental environment is so special to a child. For what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for.
We want to thank you for being with us on this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks. We would look forward to talking to you again soon. God bless. Bye-bye.